Night, I said. Which one is it, One-Eye? That big one over there. I headed the direction he pointed. The barge was a monster, all right. It was a giant wooden shoe of a thing, meant mainly to drift with the current. Travel would be slow on a fat, sluggish river like this. It looks new. We moved in an island of silence and stares. I tried to read the faces of the laborers we passed. I saw little but a slight wariness. I noted a few armed men, as big as my visitors of yesterday, boarding some of the lesser barges. I eyed the stevedores marching aboard our craft. Why the lumber, do you suppose? My idea, One-Eye said. It's to build mantlets. The only protection from missile fire they had was wicker screens. I'm surprised they listened and went to the bother and expense. Maybe they took me up on all my suggestions. We're set if they did. I'm not surprised. I was now sure that not only had our arrival been foreseen, it had been calculated into the schemes of an entire city. That pirate infestation was more than a nuisance. These folks meant to hammer it down, using a band of expendable adventurers. I did not understand why they thought they had to run a game on us. That was our trade, and we had to go down that river anyway. Maybe it was the way the society worked. Maybe they could not believe the truth. With Frog Face's help, it took about 6 minutes to straighten out the barge master and the committee of bigwigs waiting with him. I wrangled the promise of a huge fee on top of our passage. "We go to work as soon as we see the money," I told them. Lo, it appeared almost magically. One-Eye told me, "You could have held them up." "They're desperate," I agreed. "Must be something they have to get through. Let's get to work." "Don't you want to know what?" "It doesn't matter. We're going anyway." "Maybe, but I'll have Frog Face look around." "Whatever." I toured the main deck. Otto and Hagop tagged along. We talked upgraded defensibility. "We need a better idea of what we're up against. We want to be prepared for pirate tactics. For example, we might set up engines behind the mantlets if they attack from small boats." I paused along the wharfside rail. It was obvious a convoy would follow our barge, which as obviously had been constructed to lead the way. Never would they get it back upriver. It had only enough oars to keep it pointed the right direction. There were crows over the chaos. I ignored them. I had begun to suspect I was obsessed. Then I spied an island of emptiness against a warehouse wall. People avoided it without noting what they were doing. A vague shape stood in shadow. Crows fluttered up and down. I felt like someone was staring at me. Was it my imagination? No one else saw the damned crows. Time I found out what the hell is going on. One-Eye, I need to borrow your new pet. I told Frogface to go over and take a gander. He went, and in a minute he was back, giving me a funny look.
"What was I supposed to see, Captain?"
"What did you see?"
"Nothing."
I looked over there. Nothing was what I saw now. But then I spotted the three big guys who had tried to talk to me yesterday. They had a bunch of cousins with them, getting in the way. They were watching our barge. I presumed they were interested in us still. "Got a translating job for you, Runt."